Welcome to Heartspeak Podcast, episode 284, Freeing the Light of the Heart.
Welcome to the Heartspeak Podcast, where valuable insights are shared that bypass the mind and resonate with the heart. Listen, open your heart, become inspired, find the joy and fulfillment that awaits when you follow your heart. And now, here's your host, Dr. Christine Page.
Well, hello there, wherever you are in the world. It's good to be back with you. I hope you're having a good week. And I hope some of you superheroes have been taking off your cloak for just a little time, maybe put it back on again, but feeling the lightness that comes when you're not being the superhero. And we are heading into a time where we have a new moon in Pisces on the 10th of March. And that will mean the sun and the moon, obviously both in Pisces, sitting there between Saturn in Pisces and Neptune in Pisces. So next week, I'll talk more about that relationship. But we're going to be looking at what Pisces means and how that relates to our beautiful deep heart. So Pisces is about being unlimited, in touch with the universal unity, creative, imaginative. It has that connection, the sense of empathy often, but a sense of being connected to everything and everyone, that unification. When we're going to be looking at the Saturn, it does say, where am I restricted in feeling that I am unlimited and connected and loved by the universe? And then Neptune, which is all about being unlimited itself, says, where do I actually feel so unlimited I actually have lost myself? As I say, we'll talk more about that. But what I wanted to really hone in on for this new moon and for this podcast is the power of light that comes through primarily our heart chakra, especially our deep heart chakra, as I like to call it, because everything begins actually at the heart chakra and then spirals out through the other chakras until we have this amazing sphere of energy around us. And our heart chakra is connected to the heart of Mother Earth, the heart of the sun, the heart of the galaxy, the heart of the universe, etc. So through our heart, we are tapping into all those hearts instantaneously. And so the creative energy, the consciousness of the universe, which is transmitted as light energy, is flowing into our hearts and being expressed through our hearts. So when we say something like, follow your heart, which we're really saying, follow your intuition, follow your heart, follow your passion, we're really saying that when we follow our heart rather than our head, we're following the universe's desires. We're following the design of the universe. We're in tune with the greater, not just the greater good, but the universal truth that we're now expressing into the world. And each of us is doing it in our own unique way because we are a facet of that universal truth. So we are lovingly expressing the universal consciousness into the world. So when we follow our heart, we are really tuning in to a very deep part of us through what we would say is our intuition. We listen to our intuition. We say, this is what I'm going to do. Now, of course, there are times when we don't listen, or we listen and then we don't follow through. But what I want to talk about today is how much we may find that, yes, we may hear, but something might hold us back, or maybe how we've disconnected from that universal light that pours through our heart. So let's just take a few steps back. When I'm working with someone or I'm looking at their energy field, and I look particularly at the heart chakra, I want to say that the heart chakra itself is usually in a fairly good condition. despite the fact that we have words like, oh, my heart is broken, or I can't love again because my heart was broken in those times, or I feel the emotionality of my heart, or they disappointed me and I can feel the heaviness in my heart. All of these things, as I always like to say, are not coming from the heart, they're coming from the solar plexus. And the solar plexus being the seat of our emotions, it's almost like when we feel overwhelmed with our emotions, it's like all of this sludge, all of this mud covers the heart, and all we feel is the pain, rather than being able to access that deep, beautiful heart that lives within us eternally. So at the end of this podcast, I am going to offer a short meditation to see the state of your heart and how that's been held. And at this time, we are being given a chance to bring extraordinary transformation to the planet, partly because not only is there a very high frequency photonic wave of energy coming through the galaxy from the universe, so we're living in this very high frequency of energy, but we've never had as high a frequency within ourselves to be able to receive this energy until now. So despite what you might feel, that we have dense energies around us of which we can actually own ourselves, we have come to a point in our evolution as human beings where really our energy is a high frequency. And because of it being of a high frequency, we can take on this new energy that's coming in. Now, we're noticing that we're having to be upgraded somewhat, whether it's our nervous system or our circulatory system. You might be getting palpitations, or you can't sleep, or you're sleeping too much, or your dreams are alert. But despite what we often hear people say, well, the world is so toxic at the moment, or we can't do anything, it's so polluted, we have never been in a better place for transforming toxicity, whatever form it comes, than we are now. So despite what you may feel, we have this ability to transform, and one of the functions of the heart is its transformative quality. So again, we might just say, oh, well, the heart pumps and it sends all the blood around and it has all these nice nutritional things in it. It does much more than that. So it has the three phases, as I always like to say, of the feminine, of the Virgin Mother Crone. It both is sparked, new life is sent out through the heart, and that's through its electrical system. And then the blood nurtures the body by sending all those minerals. And so we get a warmth, a heat coming out of the heart. But its transformational qualities is that the way in which the muscles contract and relax actually creates what we call, again, I've talked about this last time, a torus, T-O-R-U-S, system, which is a spiraling event that says it's not just that the blood goes round and round in the same way. Every time the blood goes through the heart, obviously the blood's already also always going through the heart, but every time it goes through, it's being transformed and spiraled to a new level. So the transformative qualities of the heart mean that the light that we're receiving now is not just about, oh, I'll shine my light. It's asking us all, what changes do I want to bring to the world? What is my intention? You might say, what is my passion? But it's, if I follow my heart, what changes am I going to bring to the world? If I follow my passion, how will I don't want to say make the world better, but how will I bring new creativity, something that's not been seen before? Or how will I transform the world I live in? And I think that I'm going to have to use the word better, but through the light of our hearts, we're saying, how can I bring the light into the world that makes it a better world? Like I veer away from the word better because it means better or worse. But if you're seeing, I don't know, something that disturbs you and it doesn't feel very happy, yes, how do I bring greater happiness to the world? If you see things that are not peaceful, how do I bring more peace to the world? And you don't have to necessarily go out and change, you know, do something. You're saying, can I be the peace that I bring to the world? Can my heart express that peace into the world? Can my heart express that love, that happiness? And understanding every time that you use your intention, your desire, associated with the universal love, excuse me, the universal light and love, something is going to change in the world. So intention plus energy equals healing, change, transformation. So it's not enough just to send, oh, I send light. That's okay. But what is your intention? And you might say, oh, I want to make everybody happy. That's fine. It's an intention. But it's got to be, the two have to come together. And just having an intention, I want to see better things in the world, but not connecting that to the light of your heart, nothing will happen, nothing will change. Now, I prefer to use the word light of your heart rather than love, because love has so many different connotations. But that light is also shining a light onto something. And in shining a light, you're almost having a relationship with it. So when your light of your heart goes out from your heart, you start a new relationship with something that may be toxic, but in that relationship, you change it to something of a higher frequency. And I'm reminded, as I was speaking about water a few podcasts ago, when I was told or learnt that if you just leave water alone for a little while, rather than just keep trying to change it, it has the ability to transform itself through the ratio, the golden mean ratio, and literally detoxify that which was toxic. And it doesn't do it by invading that toxic structure or, I don't know, trying to destroy it. It takes it, the toxic energy, to a higher level until it's no longer toxic. Again, there's that sort of relationship. Now, this might sound a bit metaphysical to you, but what I'm trying to say is, when something comes into your being, rather than trying to change it or even defend yourself against it, which often does happen, people say, oh, I'm sending light to that because I can't deal with it. When something comes into your world, say, okay, I accept this, and how do I work with it to take it to a higher dimension? Now, you might say, well, you're trying to change it, but you're actually giving it the opportunity to evolve in its own right. So at this moment, because energy is so high and this photonic field is there and the sun is letting off CMEs and we're feeling it because our magnetic shield is very weak, we're actually feeling very much everything is becoming heightened. Everything's coming into the light. So we might feel more anxious or more angry or more joyful, whatever. But rather than trying to just calm everything down, that's okay. You can calm things down. But then ask yourself, how do I transmute this anger into something that actually doesn't need to keep taking me over? In other words, anger is the energy of movement. Maybe I need to listen to that anger and move. Or maybe I need to express it in an appropriate way. Or if I'm anxious, how do I actually honor that fear, that anxiety, in a way that actually can mean everything starts to calm down? So with this idea, I hope that it's starting to help you to realize that the heart is not this quiet, just loving energy. It's a transmutable energy. It's changing all the time. but it's not changing in a way that has no direction. It literally is tapping into this universal force that's running through it all the time and trying to reform or refine the energy so that you have this pure focus of why you're doing what you're doing. Why am I saying that? Because I believe that your blueprint, your soul's blueprint, lives in your heart. And that soul blueprint is the universal blueprint that is given to your soul. So when we go off track a little bit, then we will feel it very actively through what we call an intuitive signs that something is not quite right. And we're asking ourselves to come back in, get back on track. The challenge, as I was mentioning earlier, is when our heart is not free to allow that light to shine, or we have difficulty accessing that light. And what we're needing to do is to find ways of clearing, transmuting that energy that may be blocking our heart. And a lot of that, as I mentioned, is coming from old emotional hurts. Now, obviously, there are ways in which you can work with your stories, your experiences, your hurts. And I don't necessarily want to go into those psychological ways, which are excellent and certainly very important. But what I would like to say is, knowing that you are a highly evolved human being, and that those experiences are part of your story, they're not something that came out of the blue. Any way that you deal with them to bring it to a lighter level must come through some sort of collaboration with your story. What did I learn from it? How did I grow from it? What will I never do again? So rather than trying to get rid of it or change it completely, how do you want to change the outcome so that this will inevitably lead to a much more expansive you in the future? Now, finishing on that line, let me just reiterate before we go into the meditation. You have never been at a higher level of frequency than you are now. You are highly evolved. You chose to be here. The energies that are coming in are allowing us to transform ourselves, the world around us, to a place we've never seen before. We have within our heart this light of transformation that can do anything. I am not suggesting, however, that you're just saying, well, I want to go back to where I was. The only way in which the transformation is truly going to work is if it goes in the direction of both your soul's energy and universal energy. Once you open yourself up to what does my soul want, what does my heart want, then life opens, your heart becomes free. When we shut down and we don't allow those energies to come through, and we find that our heart gets heavy. So this meditation is to find out how to free our heart, how to allow that light to be seen. As always, if it's not suitable for you to go into a meditative state, then please wait until you can close your eyes. Otherwise, please close your eyes. And as always, take a short breath in, long out breath, letting go of all the thoughts in your head, allowing yourself to settle into your chair or bed, wherever you are. Come into your body. Just continue that breathing, short in, long out, bringing yourself fully into your body. And we're going to take our awareness to our heart chakra, the center of our chest. And through the heart chakra, we're going to see ourselves in a very beautiful room. It's a room that you might know in your own home, family home, just in your imagination. You can have windows, doors, paintings. And then you see at one area of the room, on one wall, is this door. And this door represents the door into your heart. And we could see it as if it's the rib cage. There's a door in your chest that leads into the heart chakra. What's this door like? Some of you may not even have a door, maybe invisible. How easy is it for you to open this door? Has it been opened recently? Do you have the key? Now let's imagine that the door is opening, is open. And inside you see a table. And on that table is a box. And this box represents the pericardium, the container of the heart. What is that pericardium like? What is that box like that contains your heart? What's it made from? Is it transparent? Is it wooden? Is it steel? Is there no box? What's the condition of that box? Is it being looked after? And now let's imagine that we can find a way in to the box. Again, it might involve a key. I don't suggest you smash the box, but find a way in. And inside is your heart, your deep heart. What does that look like? Does it have a color? And knowing that it is connected to universal light. Is that light shining out of this heart? How does it shine out? And you may see that there's something blocking between the box and the heart. Is there toxic emotions in there? As old stories in there, what may be blocking that light shining? Now you can do whatever you need to do. Again, we're transforming. So how do we want to transform the energy around the heart and the box itself so that you may allow this heart to shine more brightly? Do that now. You may decide to bring the box out of the room. That's okay. That may be a way of bringing the light from outside in. So do whatever you need to really make sure that you free the light of the heart. Maybe you need to sing to your heart or say sweet words. Maybe you need to reconnect it to the stars, to the universe. And knowing that you can return to continue anything you need to do for this heart. Again, you may have brought the box out of the room. That's okay. I don't suggest you take it too far, since it's needing to be contained in some ways within the body. But please to leave the box where you want to. You can bring the heart back if you wish, as long as you have still a container of that heart. And then to bring your awareness fully back to the room where you are. And in your own time to open your eyes. And of course, please make a note of your findings, even maybe do small drawings. It's really important now that we make sure that that light doesn't go out and we use that light for the transformation of the world that we're living in, both for our own lives, the lives of the people we lived with, people around us, and of course of the world itself. So until next time, take care now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the HeartSpeak podcast with Dr. Christine Page. Please check out all HeartSpeak episodes in the podcast archive section on www.christinepage.com. HeartSpeak is also available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Tumblr, and now playing on Amazon Music and iHeartRadio. You can also watch the archive podcast on Christine's channel on YouTube and now on Rumble. Connect with Christine on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook group, The Great Mother Calling. Do share with family, friends, colleagues. Join us next time for another edition of HeartSpeak.